Good evening, Abba Yisrael. We're up to Simon Shin Yud Zayin. We'll be learning tonight Siv Dalet and Siv Hey Bezer Hashem. So we're still at the halachas of Kosher Matir, and the halachas that we're going to be discussing today is actually very important with regards to the making a bow and tying regular shoelaces. Let us see what it says over here in Siv Dalet. Kosher and Dli B'Mashicha. That's a very interesting halacha. The bucket. So the traditional bucket that was going to the well, so if that tears, so what they would often do is put a dli b'mashicha, they would put a kind of elastic. So kosher dli b'mashicha, they would take a bucket and the rope leading into the bucket going to the well would tear, they would often put an elastic there. You know how to put this elastic there, kosher dli b'mashicha, you know how to attach the elastic onto the rope, oy be'avnet, on a belt as well. If you've got a belt that tears into two, you want to put an elastic there to kind of connect it back on. That is permitted, v'chiyo tziboy. And the reason is, because that is not your long-term plan. You're not going to keep it like this for a long time. So you're tying it, you're making like a kind of, attaching it, but it's on a temporary basis, and therefore, since the kesher is angel kiyama, and it's not a ma'aseh umen, the halacha is that it is mutter. But not if it's a rope. If you're attaching it, not with an elastic, but you're attaching it with a rope, that's going to be also, again, the bucket, rope tears. You're not tying it with a elastic, we said, that's mutter because it's temporary. If you're putting a rope there and you're attaching it on both sides, that will be also. Why? Why rope? Also, that's going to be long term. It's going to be long term, and that's why it's also. This is with regards to the bucket, which are attached with a well. Do you know there was this top bar on the wells? If it was tied to that, and it's attached to that, and you're letting it go into the with that, then it's going to be, that's what the halacha is. But if you're talking about a bucket that is not attached, affixed, and on a permanent basis with the rope is not attached on a permanent basis with a bucket, and the well, it's not a permanent basis, and then it's going to be mutter to do any attachment with the rope because it's not a permanent thing anyway. So with the old-fashioned ones that it's affixed and attached and it remains there, so then we're differentiating between the elastic band, which is mutter, and the rope, which is also. However, if it is not a kovuah, if it's not so fixed, if it's more on a temporary basis anyway, so it's going to be mutter even to attach a rope because, here again, it's going to be a temporary and that's why it's mutter. See, hey, now that's a key halacha. That's with regards to the bow and the shoelaces. Haniva mutter. A bow is mutter. So, a rule, a yesoid, a concept. When we talk about kosher, we're talking about making you're taking two strings and you're tying it together. A kesher, to tie it together. If you're taking two strings and you're just tying it once without making a double knot, just once like this, and what is that called? Really, I should have bought a string. If you take a string and you just do once like this and you like this, that is mutter. Oh, amazing. Watch out. It's always good to have a gartel, as they say. Okay, so if you're taking it like this, that's brilliant. Wow. Okay, if you're taking both sides, let's just do it like this. If you're taking it like this, and all you're doing is like this, how would you describe that? Very temporary. And that is mutter. That is not a kesher. A kesher, which is also, if you're doing this action, which I just did now, and you do it once again, he's very nervous, he's getting nervous now. Okay, if you do it like this, this is a kesher, and this is also the proper kesher. This is something which could last. Now, an aniva is a regular shoelace. You take like this, and like this, and doing like this. This is an aniva. And this is what's considered a bow. This is mutter. Aniva is mutter. Why is it mutter? Because all you need to do is this. In double bow. We'll get to that in a minute. Well, actually, tell me now, what do you think about a double bow? Thank you very much. Double bow. So the halach is as follows. Aniva mutter, a bow is mutter, to love kesher because it's not a kesher. It's not a knot. Now, a bow is mutter even if making a knot underneath it, which is what we showed now, which is the conventional shoelace. You do a kesher, and then after there's a bow on top. That is mutter. So never mind a bow in its own, but if you just, even if you take a, if you make the first step of a shoelace, and then after the knot, and after there's a bow on it, that's mutter as well. What about a bow on top of a bow? Halacha is as follows in Mishnah Berurah, Seif Katan, Seif Katan, Choftes tells us, the last few words, the Mishnah Berurah, the last few words of Seif Katan Choftes tells us that a bow on top of a bow, on top of a bow, on top of a bow is mutter as well. It's mutter. So double, as long as it's starting with a bow, and you make another bow on top is mutter. One could argue that it is not so temporary, but the halach is lemaisa that a bow on top of a bow on top of a bow is mutter even. But a kesh al gabe kesher, is going to be also. So that's the halacha as said Mishnah Berurah over here. That's what the Mishnah Berurah paskens over here. The Mishnah Berurah says in Sefkotan Choftes as well that any aniva, which is a maisa woman, is going to be also as well. Could go in belulav, like on a lulav. So when you're making any, this again is based on what we learned earlier, that when you're making a more sophisticated kind of knot, or even a more sophisticated kind of the lulav, the kosher kalach of the lulav, really what it is also just a bow. It's very simple. It just goes in and out, in and out, in and out. There is no, it's a very simple kesher, which is actually the equivalent, really, it's really the equivalent, really, of something which should be mutter. But since you're doing so many of that, it's a slightly complex setup, therefore it becomes a ma'aseh umen, and it is also. And that's a lot. Therefore, even if it's not a kosher kalach, if it's just a ring, the conventional rings that you have on the lulav, on top of the lulav, the rings, not the one that just the rings that are made out of two leaves, and the rings which are inserted on the three rings on top. That would be that's also to make on Shabbos. So if you do fall out on Sukkot, on Yom Tov, when he's not allowed to create a new one, even though what you should do then is just to put one in and just make an aniva, just to put one leaf in and then tie it around and push it back in. That's mutter. That would be a locha. But actually to create a proper ring, that's also fine. Again, apologies for making an extremely short shiur tonight. I'm really sorry about that. Beis Hashem, next week we're going to continue Beis Hashem after Shabbos. I wish you all a good Shabbos.